is, I think this is where Ahaz, the king of Judah, is in our first reading, and in many ways also where Joseph finds himself. But we'll first start with Ahaz. Ahaz, well, kings of Judah were hit or miss, and Ahaz is not one of the best by far. In fact, probably the best thing he did was be the father of Hezekiah, who was one of the greatest kings of Judah, and that's about all that Ahaz did that was noteworthy. He wasn't the best king, but he's getting started. He's just become king, and Isaiah the prophet comes down from the north, the northern kingdom, Israel, and Isaiah has already warned the people of Israel that they need to repent, or the Assyrians are going to come and destroy their nation and take them off into captivity. So Isaiah has already done his part up north. He comes down south to warn Judah, and as Uzziah, the king, that he too must repent and look to the Lord. And so he is given to Ahaz, not King Ahaz, I'm sorry. I knew I had that mixed up. And the Lord himself says to Ahaz, you can ask for anything you want. You can ask for anything you want. And what he's faced with at the time is Israel, the northern kingdom, and Aram, which is another nation that we don't need to really get into. But the two of them have formed an alliance, and they have come south to attack Judah to convince them to fight with them against the Assyrians, which doesn't really particularly make sense. Why would you wage war against somebody that really what you want is for them to be on your side? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But that's what was happening. And so Ahaz has the opportunity to ask for anything. I mean, he could have said, I want the army of the Israelites and the Aramites to run home with severe constipation. I don't know. Who knows? He could have asked for anything. And he doesn't. He comes up with this, I don't want to trouble my Lord sort of thing. And that's when Isaiah gets to proclaim this line about how Ahaz not only wearies the people, but he also wearies God. And Isaiah prophesies a sign that's even greater than Ahaz could have even imagined. The idea that, or the promise, that a virgin will be conceived within her, the Messiah. This is the prophecy that Isaiah the prophet gives to Ahaz, the king of Judah, the southern kingdom. Now, Ahaz goes and actually makes an alliance with Assyria, and Assyria beats the other two, and they get taken off into slavery. So it works out for the southern kingdom, but they don't rely on God. They don't put their faith in God. They put their faith in human diplomacy and machinations and all of this. And Ahaz, for his part, is kind of stuck in the middle, not really able to fully act, and not choosing to put his trust in God. And I think that in many ways, this is also what is taking place with Joseph. This is also what's taking place with Joseph. And we are told that Joseph is afraid because when the angel comes to him, he says, the angel says, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. So Joseph could have been angry or upset or disgusted that Mary has been found pregnant and not by Joseph. And yet, what he is afraid. And I think Joseph, being a righteous man, unlike his great-great-great-great-grandfather, King Ahaz, did the math. And he knew Mary. He knew her. He had experienced her. He had been in her presence. And he had done all of that which was right before him and said, oh, she's pregnant. And my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather said that a virgin would have a child, a Messiah. Happy Joseph said to himself, nope, I can't do this. I'm not good enough for this. I'm going to mess up. I am afraid because this is too much for me. And so he decides, he thinks to himself, that he's going to make the decision to divorce her quietly, to hope that God will just kind of take care of it, and then he can go and be safe. But Joseph also is a righteous man and ultimately follows God's will for him. He has presented before him the reality that, yes, Joseph, you're not perfect. Yes, you will probably mess up. Yes, you will make mistakes. But here is this opportunity to follow the Lord. For our part, in this remaining week of Advent, which has been compared at times to Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter, that in this remaining week of Advent, we have the opportunity to receive the child Jesus as well, to receive his mother, to be entrusted with that once more in our own hearts and in our own home. We bring these Jesus figurines to be blessed today as a reminder of that incarnational mystery that we invite Jesus into our very home. Let us not be afraid. Let us not get petrified out of thinking of our own capacity to make it work. Let's focus instead